As far back as the time of the ancient Greeks, when the philosopher Epicurus declared that sound digestion is the basis of all human goodness, people have recognized the importance of the gastrointestinal tract. Epicurus believed that poor digestion was so morally destructive that everything possible should be done to avoid it. He himself converted to a diet of water and grain in order to minimize the risk of a stomachache. When functioning as it should, your GI tract converts food into energy and nutrition to build, repair, and sustain your body. Over 70 years, an average American's digestive system will process about 23,000 pounds, nearly 12 tons of solid food. When you're in a state of good health, food passes through the 27 feet of digestive canals, linking throat to rectum without any conscious effort on your part and without any significant discomfort. Yet, during the course of any given day, almost everyone has gastrointestinal symptoms of some kind, and studies indicate that at least 20 million Americans suffer from a well-defined constellation of symptoms known as irritable bowel syndrome, or IBS. IBS has had other names throughout the years: spastic colon, nervous stomach, mucus colitis, irritable colon, and many more. Although it is commonly referred to as chronic colitis, this is actually incorrect, since the word colitis implies inflammation of the bowel, which does not exist in true IBS. The fact that irritable bowel syndrome has so many names suggests that it is not really a disease at all, but a collection of signs and symptoms which have become commonplace in modern medicine.